This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
We are so excited to be with you. We hope you had a wonderful weekend. If you didn't, we're going to stand with you and believe you're going to have a better week. And how you can start this week off is maybe with this thought. We want to encourage everybody listening to stop waiting for others to love you. Reach out and love them first. The best part about that is this will stop you from being a victim.
That's right.
I'm not going to call them. I haven't talked to them in three weeks. It's their turn to call me. How many of us have done that? That makes us the victim.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just do it. You're already thinking about them. To me, that's when the relationship goes bad, is when people start keeping score. I know, honey, with us, you know, when I first met you, I was so excited about doing things for you, and I still am.
Yeah.
You can fall into that real easy, and I don't want to do that. I want us to keep what we have fresh and never let it be about keeping score.
Right.
And I think that's where we really, really start to have problems. And it all goes back to that same thing like I was talking about. It really makes you a victim.
Yeah, it does.
But when you don't really have it inside of you to just give because you're feeling like you want to express love and you want to be honest about it, I'm thinking about you, I want to see how you're doing, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
That's a hard issue.
It is. You know, in the scriptures, in 1 John 4:19, it says we love him because he first loved us. I mean, Jesus first loved us by dying on the cross for us and giving everything to us. And with that, as we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that same love is in us. Wow.
I know.
You know, and so that's what he means by love others. It's the greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then love others.
What?
I mean, not only is a great philosophy of life, it's a commandment
mm-hmm.
from our God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I never want to be in a situation to where I love somebody expecting something in return.
Right.
I just want to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with my wife, Teresa, you know, I just want to love her. I don't expect anything in return from her. But because Jesus loves me first, he instilled this love in me to love my wife the way he loves me.
And
I'm not perfect at it.
No, but we both have been married before, and what we're experiencing now, based upon what God has done in our lives, is nothing like we've experienced in the past.
Right.
Because we know God gave us the love that we have for each other, and he cannot express it. It's so different this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to, this is not about marriage, it's not about dating, but firsthand, it's a love that you can't explain, and then he has for us, and you think, okay, this God that you're talking about loved me first. Yeah. And everything that he did for you, and he died for you, and he's left evidence for you all around him for you. Doesn't that kind of make it easier to go, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that makes me, easier. It's easy. Who wouldn't love somebody like that?
That's right.
There's every reason to love him, you know?
Yeah. You're right. And sometimes, you know, I know that in the past, I've been fearful, you know, to love others first because you feel like you might be rejected
mm-hmm.
or they won't receive that love the way that you're actually really intending it. It's just, hey, you know what? I just wanted to show you that I love you.
Just be willing to take a risk.
Yeah, just take that risk, okay? God will honor that no matter how it's received by the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And just going up to someone, maybe at your office, that you know is having a hard day. Just giving them a drink, you know, maybe a glass of water. Said, hey, man, went up to the water tower, whatever, and all at the office, and thought you might want some water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something maybe that might just change their whole perspective of that day, that, you know what, they do have faith in the human race,
mm-hmm.
that people do care about me.
Well, and if it ends up being something that you didn't want to feel, what's that song that says, I'd rather feel something than nothing at all?
Yeah.
You know, we took a risk with each other. I live my life in fear, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to live in fear anymore. Just be willing to take a risk and determine, okay, God's in control of my life. Missed it here, but He still loves me, and I'm going to listen a little bit closer to Him this time, and maybe I won't get rejected this next time.
Right, exactly.
Or maybe it will be returned, you know, but He didn't care. He still loves you, whether you love Him or not.
Exactly right. You know, we, in our ministry, in the holidays, we make it a point, especially on Christmas, to feed the homeless. And there may be 1,000 to 1,400 in this facility that we're supplying food. We're not expecting one thing in return from those people. And I tell you what, it tears me up right now, because I know this last Christmas, so many gave their lives to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you can show Christ's love through you is through your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, 3% of what you say, people really receive. 97% is nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you carry yourself, the way you approach them, you know, just the way you conduct your life.
Mm-hmm.
People are watching.
Right.
You know,
and to know that what's been done for them, they can never repay. Is, you know what, those people can never pay for that.
Right.
And that's the way I want to give. I don't want to give expecting anything in return.
No way.
And we were so grateful to have so many volunteers this last year that we were actually able to stand there and take it all in and look around.
Yeah.
And it just thrilled me to see you, to stand back and watch you, honey. You were so in your element. You were so channeled just to be able to just stand there and take it all in. It was amazing. It snowed, of all things. We had a white
Texas.
Christmas. Yeah. We had a white Christmas last year. We didn't have to sing that song, I'm Dreaming.
That's right.
We actually got to have it.
Yeah, and so we want you to experience that love. Don't be a victim,
just
okay?
Just go on in love.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they don't love you back. Who cares? People that are hardest to love are the ones that need it the most.
That's right. And you know, when you think about love, you can substitute the name Jesus.
That's it. Because I know I've asked you many times in the early stages of our relationship why you did so many things I saw you do. And you said, I am so grateful for what God has done for me. It is Him that I do it for.
Sure.
Whew. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I do it for no one else except Jesus. Because if I did it expecting something in return, why do it at all?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know this love that I'm talking about, that Jesus will give you, here's your chance. Start off this week new, fresh. Let's say you've had a tragedy in your home, in your life. You walked away from God. This is your chance, too, to come back to Him. Lord Jesus, we just ask You right now to bless everyone who's listening to our podcast. And for those who don't know You and those who have walked away, we ask them to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. You tell me that if I ask You to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Well, I'm asking You, forgive me of my sins. I believe that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day to give me a new beginning. Lord Jesus, take me into Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a great way to start the week.
It sure is.
We love hearing from you. We love knowing that you're listening. We love knowing God spoke to you through this avenue that we have. It's such a blessing to reach you. let us know by emailing us at info@livingitup.org. Mm-hmm. We'd thrill us to know that you were moved, and you were moved inside by God.
That's right.
Be great.
I'm sorry.
No, and I was just going to follow up by saying, in this week, don't wait for somebody to love you. If somebody's on your heart, you know it's their birthday, don't keep score and think, well, they didn't call me on my birthday last year.
Yeah.
Go on and do it. You obviously want to, or you wouldn't have thought about it. You know, go on and do it. If they reject you, they rejected you. At least you were true to yourself and decided not to be a victim.
That's right. And reach out and love them first, because this stops you from being the victim.
That's right.
Listen, we love you, and we pray that you have an awesome Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll actually talk to you tomorrow. We can't see each other.
That's right.
Audio podcast.
But we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love
you.
Thank you.